Hey everybody, and welcome to what is going to end up being the final North America Countdown episode. It's episode number 10 of the Ticket Countdown Show.
10 of these, my friend.
Yes.
10 of them. And we have a new person, a guest, on stage with us.
We have someone very special. It's Melissa.
Yes. Hi everyone, I'm Melissa from Microsoft Learning, and I am an events marketing manager and also MCT readiness.
Oh.
So we are going to have a little chit chat around certification and other Microsoft Learning things. But first and foremost, remember, if you haven't already registered, for Tech Ed North America in New Orleans, which is June 3rd through the 6th, it might be a little late.
It's never too late.
Might be hard to find a hotel.
They have walk-ups.
Yes.
You can walk up and register.
Sure, absolutely. Packing is going to be obviously light if you haven't registered. But if you haven't registered for Tech Ed Europe in Madrid, Spain, that is June 25th through the 28th, and we really, really, really would like you to register for that. And join us. Lots of cool stuff. We've got two keynotes, not just one.
Yeah.
Two keynotes with some awesome, great news there. So let's dive right in with you, Miss Melissa, since you graciously joined us 1 week out. And are you packed? Are you ready to go?
No, I haven't unpacked from my last from MMS.
Even though it was like a month and a half
ago. She obviously didn't see the travel tip show where you take the suitcase and you throw it inside the laundry machine and you just wash it and then you take it back out again.
Yeah, and just put it back in.
Do you put the entire suitcase in, Rick? Or do you actually empty out the suitcase?
I have a special industrial size washing machine that can take the whole suitcase.
But you need to leave the old Microsoft Learning stuff because it's a new day at Microsoft. So you need all new Microsoft gear.
It is true, I guess. You know, that's a good point. But for the most part, I'm just like, I've got my travel clothes and I wash them and dry them and put them in the thing. You know.
But it's going to be hot in New Orleans.
Yes, it will be hot. Very hot.
Hot.
Humid. But don't forget, it will be cold inside the halls.
That's true.
Yep.
So wear extra layers.
Bring a jacket.
But I'm excited because you're here to talk about certification, you're here to talk about Microsoft Learning, you're here to talk about some other stuff. So the first thing I want to bring up is simply a matter of how goes 90 days to MCSA?
All right. So for those of you who aren't familiar with training and certification, let's take a little step back.
Okay.
Just because at Tech Ed, you know, it ranges the gamut, right? So there's people who have never been certified before, ever. And then there's people like you guys who have how many certs?
A lot.
A three-page transcript right now.
That's right.
Yes.
So it does, it runs a huge range on where people are familiar with certification. So we kind of try and stay away from it's just certification, it's also certification and training. So we have tons of different opportunities. And this is what you were talking about, 90 days.
Yep.
So currently in market, we have a program called 90 Days to MCSA, Microsoft Certified Solutions Associate, right? And that's for, specifically we focused around server, and I know you guys know this because you helped work with us on the Certified Career Day.
Yep.
And then we did SQL. And so this has been a promotion that's been in market for a while. And basically what it is it's an offer. It's an exam offer, but it's more than that. It's training. So there are exam prep sessions. So these are 1 hour exam preps that people can go in and they can watch this just on their own time. It tells them everything they need to know, the whole objective domain of a specific exam. In this case, it would be 4, 10, 11, and 12 for a server, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it gears them up to take an exam.
And those are directly inside the schedule builder, if I remember correctly.
So we have those extrapolated on site. So for those of you who've been to Tech Ed before, this is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, the name is. So we used to call them exam crems. They're now new and improved exam preps. Mm-hmm. Everything's the same, but the name. That's it. New four-letter name. So 90 days, the other thing that we have available for that are the study groups and the wikis. And these are all online. So on your own time, take your own 90 days. Take 120 days. Doesn't really matter, right?
Take 1 week because it's 1 week to Tech Ed. You can cram
you
up
can
for
totally
your exams right
now. You
can
get ready right away. But it's online study groups. So you can find other people who've taken those things. You can find wikis to talk to other people. It's good stuff that's online that you can deal with right now.
So what other things do you have at Tech Ed to be able to support being able to be certified?
We have a full suite of training and certification. We call it Certification Central.
Mm-hmm.
So Certification Central is brand new to our event world, essentially. What you're going to find is the main front area. We're going to walk in. You'll be able to talk to any MCT ambassador. These are Microsoft certified trainers that are skilled and ready to talk to you about training, certification, all the different certification paths to help you figure out what you should be doing. They're there to talk with you about all that. There's books that you can check out. And then you can go and register for your exam or you can sign up to take it. That's where you're going to start, Cert Central. And then from there, you're going to go into my favorite. It's the study hall. And so this is something, it's going to be the same at both Tech Ed. So anything you see at Tech Ed US, you're also going to get in Madrid. So you're not going to get cheated.
Awesome.
So the study hall is kind of cool.
So study hall's traditional, like rows of desks and people with rulers that'll smack you on the wrist if you talk too loud when you're studying, and there's like low lighting and books and books and libraries and stuff.
Rick is going to come along and slap you on the wrist with a ruler, apparently. But yeah,
he'll apologize for us, but he will do it.
Not that I was traumatized right, exactly. In previous life at a study hall someplace.
I'm sorry, I just need to hit you on the wrist. So basically, it's a bunch of computers in a quiet room.
Oh, okay.
And what you're going to find there is you're going to find free practice tests. It's about $100 value. You could take as many as you want. We're also offering Safari books online this year. This is brand new. So folks can go in, they can check out, I think it's like 7,000 books that they can check out during the week.
Wow.
and see what they want to do with those and get a feel for that instead of just, you know, buying it right out.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have discount codes for that. So please come to the study hall and check that out. And then the final thing that you're going to see is all kinds of training modules. We talked about this before a little bit. It's not just certification, it's also training.
Mm-hmm.
Not ready to take the exam yet? Don't mm-hmm. worry, because there's still training options that make sense for you. On-demand training available through MBA. You're going to find that in the study hall. We call it the study hall powered by MBA, specifically because that's the type of content that folks are going to be able to see. Small, digestible chunks where they can go in and watch a portion of, like, a jump start, for instance.
So the MVA, Microsoft Virtual Academy, and for those of you who are watching at home, you can also consume that stuff right now, not having to wait till TechEd, and go to MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com for that information. So you've got a whole bunch of certification prep resources. You've got some MVA, you've got some trainers there.
About 15 to 20 exam prep sessions.
Wow.
That are part of the schedule builder.
Awesome.
So you can go right online and put them into your schedule. In fact, that's probably what you might want to do. So a prescriptive path might be, okay, I'm ready to take an exam, but not quite ready. So let me schedule my exam for Wednesday. Let me take a practice test to see where it is that I'm lagging.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take some time to go to exam prep and get that last minute to shove it all in my head,
mm-hmm.
and then spurt it out the next day at an exam, and you've got yourself a little path. They're 50% off, these exams. It's the best deal, and it's USD. So for anybody coming internationally, it's $150 down to $75. It's almost a 2-for-1.
Very, so, very cool.
Certification and exams being able to be taken directly on-site. So how does someone go off and book exams, and what's the exam process going to be like actually going and taking exams?
Absolutely. This is kind of cool because if you've been to TechEd before, it's a Prometric run site where you come and you talk to the folks at Prometric. This year is a little different. We've taken it over. So Microsoft is going to be the prime deployer of the exams this year.
Huh.
It's still Prometric exams. Nothing, you know, changed about that. Still Microsoft certified professional exams
mm-hmm.
Provided by Prometric. But these will be in complete environment by Microsoft Learning.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? It changes the environment just a little bit. So when you come in, you're greeted by a Microsoft person who can help you determine what certification path you might want to take, specifically because you might not know where to start. You know, and you might come in and say, I don't even think I want to be certified. And if you get to that point and you're just not sure, we also can take a step back with Microsoft now managing these. We're also providing Microsoft Technology Associate exams, so MTA exams. This is for the person who's never been certified. This is also for MCTs who are interested in, you know, beefing up their certification, being able to teach something different. So MTA is for somebody who just starts out in a completely Microsoft-run environment. Hmm. You're going to see folks like me. I'll be right there checking you in, getting you ready. So we're there to talk to you, but you can register online right now. All the registration instructions are right on the TechEd website for either event. And then if you want to, you can come on site and do it too.
So you'll have some on-site registration for laggards who are just now watching
this.
Please walk
up. Okay. In fact, we have something brand new to announce today.
What?
Oh,
we have news?
Oh.
Wait, where's the breaking news thing? Playing the breaking news.
It's like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just handed something.
Thanks. We are now offering two free betas. So they're SharePoint betas. They're only available at TechEd. So there are 500 slots. They will go really fast. We will have those betas available for pre-registration in about a week. But don't worry, the spaces won't get filled. If the pre-registration is not available, no one can register before you, so don't worry.
Yeah.
And then, of course, please do come up on site, because you can come right to us and say, how do I take that beta? And we'll say, come right along.
So they're both SharePoint exams, betas, yeah, for new SharePoint certifications.
That's right. And you know what a beta is.
Your
viewers know what a beta is, too, I think.
Well, I think fill them in. I mean, I know what a beta is. Let's be honest, you can sit down and there's a lot of questions.
Yes, I was about to say. There's
you do the whole thing.
There's major sections of each of the different portions of the exam, and you get to see a larger plethora of questions, big words, that may or may not make the final cut in the final exam.
That's right.
But you write them, and you still get graded on each section
everyone
goes through.
It's a passing exam.
If you pass, it's a passing exam. Mm-hmm. That's how I got my 2000 certification. I took six beta exams. It took me a week to write the beta exams, almost all in a row for the old 2000 stuff when it came out.
Well, and here's the greatest thing. You go in and you take it. Now, the catch is that you're not going to know,
yes,
if you pass right
away. That's the one downside. You don't have
the
long wait of 30 seconds, the longest 30 seconds of your life.
Right.
Waiting to, good or I'm sorry, you know.
Right, exactly. It's going to be about 4 to 6 weeks,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
But if you pass it, again, you're good. You're certified in, mm-hmm, that particular portion or whatever, wherever you are in your certification path, right?
And if I remember correctly, you do get mailed a copy of your,
yep,
final results when you're all done. You do get
you
a little
do
email saying, thank you very much, you passed.
Exactly.
And you're good to go.
We'll print you out a nice little page that said, yep, you took it. But it'll show up in your Prometric. But frankly, if you fail it, so that was your practice test.
Yeah.
It was free.
Free practice.
Go
test.
Take it.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So we've got all the prep and all the training that one,
yep,
would want to do. We've got exams. We've got free beta exams. You can register on site for your exams as well. I've got an important question, because you know me.
Parties.
I didn't even have to ask it.
How did you know?
She knows me all too well. Is there a party?
Yeah, of course. We call it Certification Nation Celebration.
Ooh.
And it
rhymes.
I know. And we did this last year, too. It is going to be at Pat O'Brien's.
Ooh. We know Patty.
It's at Pat O'Brien's. It's sponsored by New Horizons, so I believe they're doing the I can't remember, Hurricane Over New Horizons.
Oh.
Is the specialty drink.
Oh, okay.
It'll be from 9 to midnight on Tuesday. Tuesday the 2nd? 3rd?
4th?
The 4th. And I've been waiting until this very day to ask, Would you DJ this lovely Certification Nation celebration?
She's put me on the spot. Well, mm-hmm, you know.
Everybody
you know
raise your hand if you want Joe to DJ this fabulous party.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk after.
All right.
We'll definitely talk after. We don't want to bore these guys, you know.
He's dodging
listing,
the questions.
Listing out all the items in my rider that I need to have before I actually show up.
I got your Red Bull. We're covered. You can email me at mbatham@microsoft.com. I'll start a petition and we can get that going on the side.
So we've got Hurricanes Over New Horizons on Tuesday night. Where do folks go? There's a registration link. Can we include it?
There's no registration link.
No registration. Just show up.
This is too casual. Just come over to the booth or to Certification Central.
Okay.
And get your little backstage pass. That's it. First come, first serve.
Ooh.
They're out
nice.
The door. You want to come before Tuesday night.
Yes, you want to come early.
Yeah.
they will sell out.
I mean, you want to come before the,
yes,
party.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Get your badge before the party actually
yeah.
happens. Melissa, thanks for joining us talking certification.
Yeah, you bet.
So, Rick, we're closing in. We've got just a few more minutes left before. Now, this is the final episode for North America. However, our viewers at home, we're still a couple weeks away from Tech Ed Europe, mm-hmm, in Madrid. We're actually going to be shooting a countdown show.
In Spanish?
No, because you don't want the two of us talking in Spanish. Trust me on this. We'll be shooting a countdown show live at Tech Ed North America, so you can join us for that. You've got a couple of last-minute things that you wanted to cover off in this last countdown before we head to New Orleans.
So a couple of real simple things. The first thing I would have to actually mention is make sure your schedule's up to date. Book multiple sessions in different time slots. Make sure you get in the exam prep sessions as well to be able to make sure you're going to be doing your certification stuff. When you add them into your schedule, if you did weeks ago, you might not have room assignments.
Oh.
If you just loaded the ICS and then saved it to your Outlook, if you go back and take a look at them, make sure they have room assignments, because room assignments have been published to the tool. You are able to also go in and to, I believe, schedule, not schedule, but import your entire schedule into your calendar, and also subscribe to it on your calendar as well, and it will be current and up to date in case room changes occur, because it's live data. So you might want to go off and maybe remove the ones you put in statically and put in the new one instead, which covers your entire week. Also, if you are using the Channel 9 app for events, both for Windows, for iOS, for Android, and for Windows 8 devices as well, that will be pulling live information from the sites as well, which will have the current room dockings and that sort of stuff, so you don't get lost. Obviously, your event guide has information as well for where you need to go.
I have another piece of additional information for late-breaking sessions.
Ooh, yes.
So oftentimes when we get to an event, we may need to repeat sessions. We may need to change things, session cancellations,
all these
things.
They decide they want to redo my session on upgrading again.
Or schedule an exam.
For late breaking session changes, any title changes, any of that stuff, you'll want to make sure to check out the blog, which is right here on Channel 9. We'll put a link to it here. Check out that blog, because that blog is going to be updated throughout the day, but right at the beginning of each day, after the keynote on day one, and then throughout the days, with any late-breaking changes that we have.
We have those types of announcements as well on all the ComNet stations, which where you need to go to fill out your evals. We kind of touched on the fact that you need to fill out your evals, you have to fill out your evals. We like to know how to do better as people that deliver sessions.
Yep.
We also like to know, did you like it, did you not like it, what can we do to improve? You tell people in the evals on how to do it. And you can do those evals with the apps or from the ComNet stations or on the web at some point later on as well.
Make sure you go off and do that.
Oh, well, bad feedback too for how to improve, right?
Yep.
That's how we make changes. Overbook yourself on sessions, but don't forget to take a break. You know, book some time to do the hands-on labs, book some time to go to the study areas, but also take some downtime too, because you will be overloaded. You must eat, you must hydrate, you have to take some time for some downtime. And while you're doing downtime, network, meet people, talk to people, say hello.
I'll miss something. I'll miss a session.
Or a free t-shirt.
Yeah. I'll miss a session or a free t-shirt. I might miss something.
If you miss anything, don't forget, even if you're triple booked on something, all the sessions, well, virtually all the sessions, I'm going to say, not every single one, virtually every single session is going to be recorded and will be available online after the fact. Usually our SLA right now has been 24 to 48 hours after it went live. So we're doing really well at being able to keep those things up to date and online. I remember that from MMS. Whew, that was fun.
So those sessions are recorded, so it's okay to take a break.
Yep.
Relax. It's just a conference. It's just a conference.
Somebody's uptight about going to summer camp.
It is summer camp. But see, you know, people get nervous about going to summer camp.
Oh, they're stressed, man. You wouldn't believe
this. This is my favorite time of the year. It's my favorite thing to do all year.
It's mine too. With that being said, Mr. Claus, I think it's time to pack.
I was about to say, we need to pack. Is there any feedback, any last minute comments or queries? We're going to be monitoring the forums. You can also email us. Well, you know, forums is probably the best way, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
With us, and also with the blog. Comments below this one if you want to as well, but we'll be on site. You can come and visit us if you like. We're going to be inside the expo hall,
right in the Channel 9 booth. You should have seen that on the last episode.
Definitely.
So come find us, come say hello. Until then, this is it. North America, it starts now. Let's go to New Orleans.
You got it.
Bye, see you there.